Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thank you to the Lake Erie Monsters, the Cleveland Monsters, excuse me, for our Barons hat. They're celebrating the legendary minor league hockey team. Of course, we had the Cleveland Barons as an NHL team for, I think, two full years back in the mid-70s. We are styling and profiling in this. And let it be known to all the teams in town, we love free stuff.
We do like it. This is the encouragement to everybody else. Yep. If you send things, we will wear it.
And if you can see,
we will definitely wear it.
You can see, JP and I have two different sized domes. Yeah. So if you're looking on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel, not many hats fit this melon. It fits what I would say is a very normal sized head and this gigantic dome. So we're feeling good.
I thought that was interesting. Mac made a comment about that. His first thought was, oh, would that even fit on your hat? That was a Corrali. That was a little bit of a Corrali mixed in there.
Full Corrali.
Would that even fit on your hat?
Will that fit on that giant melon? What were you saying about me?
I think he was angling for the hat was the idea there, though. I think he was hoping you'd be like, oh, I tried it on and it doesn't fit. And then, you know, maybe, just maybe, you'd be willing to give that one up.
It's either that or Mac also, I think, has a massive dome.
I do.
And so I think it was, it also might have been a little bit of like, man, if it fits on his dome, it can fit on anyone's dome kind of thing, which is totally fair.
Feel bad. I've been wanting to get Mac some sort of hat or something. We went to a shop one time, me and Mac was looking at the hats. He's like, oh, this one looks good. And my initial thought was, I'll get the hat for Mac. He does a good job around here. Let's get him something. And then I looked at the price of the hat and I was like, not happening.
Yeah.
So I feel like indebted.
Was it like $25?
No, it was like $44 for a hat.
Oh, gosh.
I like you about $25 hat worthy. Maybe not $44 hat worthy.
Nah, I get it.
Do you like yourself for
$44? No.
At least you're consistent.
That's why this hat is so good. This one free is the best price for me.
We like free, we like compliments. So just to all the teams in town, we like free, we like compliments. Now, I can understand what Mary Kay's trying to say. I think in the same way that I think the most predictable thing here is Kevin Stefanski's going to want Shador Sanders to be a game-managing quarterback and Shador's going to want to be Shador. I think we're going to see that play out on the field, and you just hope that it's on the better side of it, meaning Shador can do enough to appease Stefanski while also being enough of himself. Here's the other most predictable thing. Shador's going to have a couple plays that don't make sense because he absolutely will feel the pressure. The entire NFL has talked crap about this kid for 11 months, and not just that, but he knows for a fact that there are well-connected dudes in this sport that have just basically run him down. And I guarantee you, he doesn't even know the names of the guys. The industrial complex, it is the NFL.
Yeah.
Wants Shador to fail, by and large.
And honestly enough, one of those teams that seemed to be driving that bus.
Is the Browns?
No, the Raiders. Think about it. Tom Brady, they'd worked out together since he was 15 years old. It was always the thought process that he would end up being with the Raiders, and they were going to try to maneuver their way to get Shador. And Deion, at one point, had made a big push, and he was potentially going to be the head coach of the Raiders. All these things. And they passed on him as if he was just garbage. Mm-hmm. Like, they let him out to dry. For what is supposed to be like a family friend to the Sanders, and he's supposed to, and Brady and all these guys with the Raiders are supposed to have known Shador since he was knee-high to a duck. And at one point in the months leading up to the draft, Brady had been like his personal quarterback, working with him and doing things. All these rumors that we'd heard about that relationship, and they just did nothing about it. So, Shador is going to be itching to go ahead and make sure that they showcase, at least he can showcase what he can do in front of them.
So I think there's going to be a bare amount of this that has to be acceptable if you're the Browns. Like, you have to know some of that is coming. I think if you're Shador, it's can you limit it to moments where it makes sense, right? And think back to the Larvidane throw, because I think a fair criticism is he had Jerry Jeudy open in the flat mm-hmm. for an easy first down.
Yeah.
Like, is there a moment where, hey, it's third and long, third and, you know, third and manageable, third and six, third and seven, but there's an easy first down here. Don't risk it into the end zone.
No,
I think stuff like that, I think there's going to have to be a balance there.
I know, but it's really hard because then if he's already slow to get the ball out to begin with anyway, you want him thinking even more?
No, this is a great point. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, it's tough. Like, I have a hard time with that. If the whole goal of this is to try to get him to play his game and to make sure that he can do what he can do, you're going to slow that processing down? You're going to have him thinking even more? You're going to have him thinking, am I doing what Stefanski wants me to do in this moment, or am I doing what I want to do in this moment?
It's impossible not to think back to Joe Flacco, a quarterback who, like, 2 weeks after we saw the one version of Joe, went out and just went back to being Joe Flacco. It's impossible to not look at that and then go, well, are you going to give – and again, if you can reduce a fringe – I don't think he is, but a fringe Hall of Fame quarterback, Super Bowl winning quarterback, decade-long starting quarterback in the NFL, at the end of his career with 20 years experience, if you can reduce him to you've slowed him down and you basically muted all the things that made him good.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
If you can do that to Joe Flacco, God help you with what you can do for a kid that, again, is still learning all the different nuances of being an NFL quarterback.
I'll be upset. If it looks like Dylan Gabriel, I'll be very upset because I just know that's not his game. At the heart of it, that's not his game to throw the ball 5 yards and then just hope that the offense sputters out behind it. Like, I bought the ticket. I want the ride, Nick. I want to see what Shador can do.
If I see elements where it's clear he's second-guessing himself, meaning – like, I think you saw it with Joe. Joe would see a play down the field, and then you would see him just kind of go to check down.
Yep.
And every time we saw that, that to me was Kevin Stefanski being in his head, which that's not where, like, the whole genius of Jim Schwartz, I think, is that Jim Schwartz removes all the obstacles for these guys playing, slowing down, and mm-hmm. basically says, I want you to play fast. That's not a pacing thing. That's about how each individual player feels free enough to play their actual game. And it's the one thing, at least the last year and a half, I've not seen Kevin Stefanski do.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a coincidence that guys overthinking it, guys getting in their own way, guys trying to act against type. I don't think it's a coincidence that the remaining guys we have on this roster that do it are on the offensive side of the ball.
I know. It's almost encouraging at the lack of time that Stefanski has been able to actually have with Shador in, you know, like real practice reps, et cetera. It might actually go to his advantage here because he hasn't had a million hours of just being, what makes you great, what makes you special is now being coached out of you because I just don't want that for Shador. Now, I do think there are ways that Stefanski could help. Like if you want to take advantage of his elite accuracy and how you scheme guys open or how you at least used to be able to scheme guys open, great, do that.
He's still scheming guys open. I just don't think Dylan Gabriel's throwing to them.
I agree with that. Like there's been a lot of different plays you can see where there are guys that are there. And so like take advantage of some of those things. That's where I think you're going to start to see a difference. Because I really do think there are plays to be had that Dylan just wasn't making.
I hope that what we heard from Tommy Reese coming back in that first segment where he said we're trying to balance the on and off script, right? We want to give him opportunities to do the thing that he's really good with. And he said the same thing with Dylan, although it's the opposite problem. It's, hey, Dylan, actually go off script here because there's something available. But I want to believe that what Tommy Reese said was correct. That, hey, we're going to give a balance there. My problem is, again, going back to words versus action with the Cleveland Browns, I only see them go in the wrong direction with quarterbacks and slow down quarterbacks, which in today's NFL, a slow quarterback is death.
I will be screaming at my television if the first quarter looks something like what we saw with Dylan Gabriel, because I just know
that you might be screaming at your television.
He's cosplaying then. That's not Shedeur Sanders. But I don't think Shador is going to fall for that. I really don't. I just don't think he has it in him. And maybe that's part of the reason why Dylan had the job first before Shedeur. He knew that he wasn't going to be able to do that to Shedeur, and Shedeur would just oblige. That's just a harder thing. But I would be shocked. I'd be shocked if that happens that way.
Will the Browns let Shedeur be Shedeur on Sunday? And what does that mean? And again, I think when the, I don't want to say Hero Bowl, because I hate that. It's just off-script plays. But when that tendency to make those big plays happens, as long as they make sense, right? Like, and by the way, actually, I can give Kevin Stefanski away to limit the opportunities of Shedeur going full Shedeur or trying to be legendary. Yeah, don't put him in a bunch of 3rd-and-8s, 3rd-and-9s, 3rd-and-10s the way you did in his debut this last weekend.
Well, within that, we need to have a lot fewer penalties than we had.
Okay, but let's say we can't do that.
Okay, because
let's say that's not on the table.
It's not on the table.
Yeah, let's say Cam Robinson's going to get at least 2 penalties on Sunday. The rest of the O-line at least a penalty.
I felt bad with him on how the first drive ended up stalling out. It was like you had enough for the first down. The 2 completions were enough for the first down. That was 13 yards. You just got backed up because of penalties. Then that stinks. That's a part of a bad football team that it doesn't matter who you are, you can't overcome.
Yeah, because literally none of the quarterbacks have overcome it this year. 216-474-0092. Will the Browns let Shedeur Sanders be Shedeur Sanders on Sunday, or do you think the right play is to try and turn him into some version of Dylan Gabriel? And Ohio State and NFL legend sends a very nice message to Shedeur Sanders in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.